Introduction. In 2008, when Every Family's Business was first published, I had no idea that it would go on to become the best-selling family business book of all time, be sold in more than 50 countries, and profoundly change the way that family businesses manage themselves and transfer wealth from one generation to the next. For some, the message in this book, the message in this audiobook, is difficult, thought-provoking, and contrarian. The simple idea that a family business should never be gifted to family, but rather sold to family, sold to employees, sold to someone, is challenging to business owners who believe that their business is their legacy. History shows us in compelling detail that nothing could be further from the truth. According to Fortune magazine, of the 100 largest firms in America in the year 1900, only 16 were still in business in the year 2000. This is not an indictment of the health of capitalism, but rather a scorecard of just how much wealth destruction takes place in a healthy modern economy. Indeed, the process of creative destruction is the defining quality of all market economies. It is both beautiful and terrifying, depending on where your company is in its life cycle. Family business owners, who make the longevity of their business their overriding goal, increase the probability of destroying their wealth and their family relationships. Only 30% of family businesses survive to the second generation, and only 10% of those firms make it to the third generation. Stated differently, if you are a founder of a business, you have a 3% chance of your grandchildren owning and operating your business. Long odds indeed. As business owners around the world near retirement in unprecedented numbers, most have left the majority of their wealth in their business and have struggled to articulate and implement their exit plan. Many will suffer health issues and die and leave their business to family. It's hard to imagine if exiting a business is hard for a founder, why they imagine it will be easier for the people they love, their family, to sell the business. It's always been hard to sell a gift. Most won't. Indeed, most can't, and the business will fail in the hands of the succeeding generation. The founder will be remembered, many not fondly, especially when family relationships buckle under the strain of trying to achieve the impossible. That is to say, a business built to last. It's an insidious, wealth-destroying idea. I wrote Every Family's Business with the idea that the book could be read by a business owner and his entire family, including children as young as 14, and that it could help start a conversation in the family about how, to whom, and when the business should be sold. This is a book about protecting wealth, but more importantly, about protecting family relationships. When a business owner can collaborate with his family and key employees to find the end of his business by aligning everyone's economic interests, he will leave a profound legacy. Retirement for the current generation of business owners will be longer and vastly more expensive than any other generation before them. In the hundreds of keynote speeches I've delivered around the world after the release of Every Family's Business, I have yet to meet a business owner who could afford to squander the equity built up in their business. Business owners who believe they can retire from the operations of the business and simply draw a salary to fund their retirement are heading into dangerous waters. You see, death used to be the triggering event for the intergenerational transfer of an operating business. With business owners now living well into their 80s and 90s, few business owners will have the stamina to drive the innovation necessary to grow and thrive in the modern economy. Moreover, few children will have the patience to wait to reach their 50s, 60s, and even their 70s to gain control of the business when their parents die. Now, like never before, business owners will need to sell their business before they experience a serious health event. I believe this book will assist in that process. I also believe that this book will offer comfort that their last deal, while clearly the most difficult and emotional, stands to be a business owner's greatest and most enduring deal. It is their legacy deal. This is their gift to themselves and to their family. It is a deal that needs to be celebrated. Alas, this audiobook reminds a business owner that his enterprise will not last. They never have. They never will. But that his DNA and his family will. The conversation you start with your family about the transfer of your business is your ultimate gift to your family. It's why your wisdom that guided you in the creation of wealth will guide you in the protection of your wealth. It's why your wisdom, not your money, is every family's business.